سامعین ہمارے ساتھ موجود ہیں ایتھنک کمیونٹیز کاؤنسل آف کوئنزلینڈ کی ڈیپٹی چیئر یاسمین خان صاحبہ, اور ان سے ہم بات کریں گے پیرس میں ہونے والے حملوں پر, اور اس کے علاوہ مسلم کمیونٹی کا جو رد عمل ہے دنیا بھر میں اور خاص طور پر آسٹریلیا میں اس بارے میں. یاسمین, تھینکس فار جوائننگ اس. ہاؤ ڈز دا مسلم کمیونٹی ان آسٹریلیا سی دیز اٹیکس؟
Look, I think all the Muslim community is behind the rest of the world community to suggest that these are atrocious acts, all the more atrocious because unfortunately they were supposedly done in the name of Islam. I think that makes it very difficult for Muslims in their day-to-day dealings who are going to be exposed to vitriol and hate, unfortunately. But look, the people of Paris are mourning, we mourn with them, but let's not forget that, you know, we mourn with victims and terrorism victims from all over the world. Unfortunately, Beirut happened 2 or 3 days before, Iraq has happened, Syria has happened. Unfortunately, there's just a madness and warfare happening all over the world, and I don't know that we should single out any one particular incident as more worthy of our sorrow than any other, but unfortunately this is the world we live in, and you know, Paris gets the headlines because you know, it's a Western country and usually heard of in those countries, unfortunately, but you know, let's understand that there are victims all over the world from all sorts of atrocities.
یاسمین کا کہنا ہے کہ دنیا بھر کی طرح مسلمان برادری آسٹریلیا میں بھی ان حملوں کی مذمت کرتی ہے, اور خاص طور پر اس لیے کہ یہ حملے اسلام کے نام پر کیے گئے ہیں, جس کی وجہ سے مسلمان نفرت کا نشانہ بن سکتے ہیں. ہم پیرس کے لیے غمزدہ ہیں, لیکن ساتھ ہی ہمیں دنیا بھر میں دہشت گردی کا نشانہ بننے والوں پر بھی افسوس ہے. آسٹریلیا میں رہنے والی مسلمان برادری کا کیا رد عمل ہونا چاہیے ان حملوں کے بعد؟
The Muslim community needs to be proactive rather than reactive. Unfortunately, you know, the Muslim community have been in Brisbane, I mean, in Australia at least, for, you know, 150, 200 years. So we're not a new community, but we've just gone about and done our thing. We've just gone about and lived our lives and built our businesses and brought up our kids and just, you know, integrated in the community. And no one even realizes probably that there are Muslims around. And it's incidents like this that highlights that actually we do have a Muslim community, or actually they're in our backyard. So we've got to be proactive in that. Understand that there's going to be some backlash, and it's unwarranted, of course, because whatever happened over there has got nothing to do, there's no connection with whatever's happened here. So that's unfortunate that there are going to be people that are going to sort of try to connect the dots and think, oh, I've got to lash out at my neighbour or my Muslim colleague or my Muslim workmate or whatever. So that's the unfortunate part, that madness is going to be out there from the other side as well. But we as a Muslim community have got to be proactive. And all the time we are reactive. We react to incidents like this. We've got to be more integrated in our communities. We've got to be more open in our communities. We've got to be more welcoming within our communities, and understand that that we as a community within Australia have got to live the life of good Australians as well as good Muslims. I mean, I always say that the best place for you to be a Muslim is to be a Muslim in Australia, because it allows you the freedom to explore your religion. It allows you the freedom to question your religion. It allows you the freedom to practice your religion, and you can build a mosque, and you can go to madrasas, and you can go to Islamic schools, and you can do all those things. And you've actually got to make conscious decisions about your religion constantly. Do I wear these clothes? Do I wear hijab? Do I have my prayers in public? Do I do those sorts of things? Whereas if you come from Muslim countries that are monocultural, monoreligious, well, that's all state sanctioned, isn't it? The Yep. state tells you how to dress, and the state tells you this is halal, and the state tells you when it's prayer time, and the state will build mosques for you. So unfortunately, you don't then get that ability to think freely. And you can do that here, and you can become a good Muslim here, and you can integrate in the wider community. And, you know, if this is in itself not the biggest jihad that people will go through, this big struggle about how do I embrace my Australianness and how do I embrace my Muslimness, well, then, you know, there are rewards in that as well. So I think people people have got to be a little bit more proactive and say, well, this is an opportunity for me now to go out there and show what is the best about Islam, what is the best about being a Muslim, and show them that whatever happens over there in the name of Islam, so to speak, is not what the Islam is that I know, and is not the Islam that I want to embody, and it's not the Islam that I want to display. I'm going to show the real Islam, and the real Islam is being about kind and compassionate and peaceful and loving and embracing, and embracing of all cultures and embracing of all people and embracing of all religions and faiths.
Musliman Bradri ko ek qadam aage badhana chahiye aur batana chahiye ki hamara mazhab hai kya. Hum mukhtalif communityon ke saath mazid mil kar rahe aur apna mauqif wazeh karein. Hame apne mazhab ki achhai duniya ke samne lani hai taaki duniya ko pata chal sake ki hamara mazhab dehshatgardi ko farogh nahi deta. Hame ek acche australvi shahri aur ek acche musliman ki haisiyat se jeena chahiye aur ye آسٹریلیا میں رہتے ہوئے بہت آسان ہیں. مشرق وسطی خصوصاً شام میں جاری تنازع کے باعث سینکڑوں افراد وطن چھوڑنے پر مجبور ہو گئے ہیں. دنیا بھر میں یہ افراد مختلف ممالک میں پناہ حاصل کر رہے ہیں اور آسٹریلیا میں بھی چند ہزار اپنا نیا گھر بنائیں گے. بعض حلقوں کی جانب سے اب یہ کہا جا رہا ہے کہ یہ افراد دہشت گرد بھی ہو سکتے ہیں اور انہیں اپنے ملک میں جگہ نہیں دینی چاہیے. اس پر آپ کی کیا رائے ہے؟
Well, and they potentially could be. I'm not suggesting that they are, but that's what we have intelligence agencies for. That's why we have strict guidelines as to finding out the bona fides of refugees and asylum seekers. And we should trust in those organisations that can do that, and we should trust in our government authorities that have that ability to get that information. So again, I think it's more of a reaction than anything. It's just a matter of, oh, well, these people are coming from Syria, and let's put two and two together and get 15. And that's unfortunately what's happened. And that's what happens with when people are, are anxious and are traumatised. They make these outlandish statements. Whatever's happening in Syria is the direct result. You saw what happened in Paris. That's what happens. These people have to live like that every day. So that's the sort of nonsense and the living conditions that they're fleeing from. So let's not suggest that, whatever's happening in Syria, all these terrorists are now leaving and they're going to come here. That's just a really bad reaction that people are going to have, and we need to dispel that, and we need to have confidence in the ability of the authorities, intelligence agencies, and the government to make the right checks and balances to make sure that the people that are coming here are genuine refugees. And that's why they're partnering with the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and going to the refugee camps rather than, allowing people to come in by boat and all those sorts of other things. And they're doing it through legitimate means, and I would think that we should have some confidence in that process that those people that are coming here are legitimate. But also let's dispel that myth that automatically those people are now going to be, homegrown terrorists in our own backyard. That's just a nonsense.
ہمارے پاس قانون نافذ کرنے والے اور انٹیلیجنس ادارے موجود ہیں جن کا کام یہ پتہ کرنا ہے کہ کون دہشت گرد ہے کون نہیں. ہمیں حکومت پر اور ان اداروں پر بھروسہ رکھنا چاہیے, لیکن یہ کہنا کہ سارے لوگ دہشت گرد ہیں یہ نامناسب ہے اور ہمیں اس پر توجہ نہیں دینی چاہیے.